Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from March 19, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Mixed action for the indices we follow on the video here. Did see broader commodities in positive territory, those though crude slightly flat. And then from there, U.S. equities were in negative territory, leading the way to the downside. Russell 2000 down 1.6%. S&P equal weight down roughly 1.3. Saw emerging markets and international equities down at 1.7 and 2%. Gold leading the way to the downside, down over 2% there. As for crude oil, we did see a reverse down into O's yesterday. Appears to be consolidating in this upper 90s, mid 90s area, at least for the moment. We'll see if it maintains that consolidation phase from here. As for gold, we did see, after seeing that sell signal there at 5,000 earlier in the week, we did see it drop down into the mid 4,800 range here, violating support there at 4,860. At the moment, looking at additional support at 4,660 for gold. As for the Dow, we saw that reversal down into putting in another lower top here, along with giving a fifth consecutive sell signal here with that double bottom break at 46,400 as it fell to 46,200. Now looking at support there in the upper $45,000 range is our next line of demarcation. Russell 1000, the only other one U.S. equity index we saw additional chart action from as it reversed down. It does have seen four consecutive sell signals for it. Move below 3,600 would be a fifth, similar to the Dow that we've seen there. As far as indicator action goes, didn't see a big drop in the 10-week, but did see enough to bring it below those October and November lows, down to 30% on the chart, bringing us to the lowest level since April of last year. As for the weekly distributions, measuring that percent of overbought, oversold, we are technically on the oversold side here, not quite as oversold as we got in November, but we're getting close. And really, if we look back towards last year, we saw a much more oversold stance, that minus 41 being a line of demarcation for sort of an oversold, somewhat washed out area. That's the last time we visited it was in April of last year before improving back above it that month as well. Individual earnings upcoming or have already come out today. Micron down about 5.5% after spending overshadowed a strong earnings report, currently trading about 437, showing a potential of reversing down from its recent highs. But coming back to this prior resistance, it appears in the lower 430s. So maybe overall a healthy chart action outside of just the earnings report. So keep an eye on if we hold that 432 line to pull back to the middle of the trading band, a little bit of a different story. But if we hold there in the lower 430s, at the moment, it just looks like a healthy chart pulled back outside of the catalyst that sent it downward. Now, looking at Alibaba, BABA trading lower as well, down about 4.8%, trading at 128 or near 128 this morning, just showing the potential of reversing down. This comes after a 67% drop in quarter over quarter profit for the company. So, seeing shares come back below this 130 level, potentially bringing the stock down to its lowest level since August of last year. But that'll wrap us up for this morning. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.